This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. The risk of flash flooding subsides today on the heels of deadly floods in Larimer County. Two people died, one home was destroyed, and six others were damaged in the Buckhorn area west of Fort Collins Friday night. That's after heavy rains fell over the burn scar of the 2020 Cameron Peak Fire. Meteorologist David Bargenbrook said flooding is more likely in burn scars because there's no vegetation to absorb the water.
That moisture decreases a little bit, but we can't let our guards down.
He described the soil as hydrophobic, where water doesn't seep into it. No other deaths, injuries, or missing people have been reported. A Colorado doctor is urging Congress to provide more support for children's mental health. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Dr. Ron Lee Liao is mental health in chief for Children's Hospital Colorado. She traveled to the Capitol for face-to-face meetings with members of Congress, including several from the Colorado delegation, like Representative Jason Crow, about more support for children's mental health.
We know that now is the time to act. We have a lot of bipartisan support and interest because everyone's seeing it in their communities that kids are struggling.
A number of bills have been introduced to increase funding for kids' mental health, some through Medicare, some through grant programs. Crow has signed on as a co-sponsor for one of the bills, the Strengthening Kids Mental Health Now Act. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Warmer temperatures across the state today. Highs in the upper 90s around Denver, 80s for Vail and Breckenridge. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.